This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Secretary of State Antony Blinken and key allies are, quote, voting with their feet, end quote, by flying to Australia to focus on challenges in the Indo-Pacific region. Blinken landed in the Australian city of Melbourne Wednesday ahead of a meeting with Payne, as well as their Indian and Japanese counterparts, who formed the so-called Quad. It will be the fourth such ministerial-level meeting of a bloc of Indo-Pacific democracies created to counter China. Blinken has become the most senior member of the Biden administration to set foot in Australia. The visit comes as tensions between Washington and Moscow continue to escalate over Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him that Moscow would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron also said it would take time to find a diplomatic solution to the rising tensions. His remarks on a visit to Kiev came after the Kremlin denied reports that he and Putin struck a deal during marathon talks Monday on de-escalating the crisis. Macron met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and amid mounting fears of a Russian invasion. Moscow has built up over 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border, but insists it has no plans to attack. UK troops have joined NATO allies for military exercises in Estonia amid heightened tensions between Ukraine and Russia. The troops have been sent to train alongside Estonian forces as part of a defensive mission aimed at deterring aggression from Russia. Although NATO forces have carried out exercises in the Baltics since the annexation of Crimea, the UK is now considering sending more troops to Estonia in a show of firepower. This is VOA News.